guiding us in being upright in Morningstar. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We love you. Knowing you is more precious than silver, more costly than gold, more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire in my life compares to you, Lord. And we thank you, God. We love you. Oh, your name is sweet to us. Your name is so sweet. And Father, we thank you that the power in your name, that when we mention your name, mention the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and tongue confess, and that even demons, they fear and tremble at the mention of your name. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. We glorify you now. Lord, we praise your name. Father, we magnify you. We exalt your name. Your name is worthy to be praised, to be worshiped, to be adored. We honor you today, God. We thank you, Lord. We bow before you, for you are worthy, God. We worship you, the most worshipful. We worship you, the magnificent, the awesome, the miraculous, the most powerful. We thank you, Lord. How marvelous, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I thank you now for this people, your people. I thank you, Lord, for the peace that you give to us, the love and joy, your love and kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies, for your mercies are new every morning. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for clarity of thought and precision of speech. I thank you for allowing my tongue to be as the pen of a ready writer, and the hearts of the hearers to be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, and even prosperity to those who hear and believe. We thank you, Lord, for the comfort of your spirit. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you looked over the celestial banners of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing that makes preaching easy. Thank you, Lord, God, for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, do what you want to do in this place. Help us, heal us, and hear us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we will join with the many wings of the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy. And your glory fills the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Want to give a title, tag, or a topic here and a thought just for your hearing and understanding. Amen. To give you some direction of where we're going. Your condition is not your conclusion. Amen. I wish I had somebody. He didn't want to turn to Isaiah. He wanted to turn to the wall. He didn't want to turn to the servants that was in there. He wanted to turn to the wall. So he turned to the wall because used it as his place for prayer. One thing to take note of, it is important not to put so much emphasis on the place of prayer more than it is the practice of prayer. Come on and say amen. Sometimes we take more emphasis and put more emphasis on the place, but God is saying for us to make sure we put emphasis on the practice. If we would practice praying more than we practice complaining, oh, where would your life be today? If we would, oh, come on and say amen here. If we would practice praying more than we practice all the other stuff that we practice, come on and say hallelujah. Getting on the phone, gossiping, whatever else it is that we do. If we practice that more than we practice repeating the bad report that the doctor said, I wish I had somebody, then where would we be today? It is important for us to practice prayer. But when he prayed, he didn't just pray some dead words. He didn't just get down there like I hear some people pray and they pray, you know, they get repetitions and almost meaningless because there's no heart in their prayer. We got to have some heart in our prayer. Amen. It's more than, you know, how we used to say how people would get down and pray and then their prayer turned into preaching. And you know, then they ask you how you like that prayer. We got to get past it. My prayer is not going to turn into preaching because I'm talking to the Lord. And who else? God don't need me to preach to him. I'm not trying to please the people. I don't want you to shout when I pray. I want you to pray with me when I pray. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. We got to get past that show. Prayer is not a show. Jesus even said that we don't need to be like the Pharisees who stand up and pray with a loud voice, with long, repetitious prayer. But if we can pray short prayers that mean something, God is saying, I can hear you. If all you can say is, Lord, have mercy, God is saying, I can hear you. Help me, Holy Ghost. We got to understand that we have to have a plea to God. His plea, when Hezekiah prayed, let's look at some of what he said here. He turned his face to the wall and he began to pray, saying in verse 3, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth. Maybe that's why some of us want other folks to pray for us, because we can't actually say, Lord, you know, I walk right before you. I tried to be right. My heart is right. I tried to do things and I tried to be in truth. Maybe we can't pray because we know we ain't been right before. Come on and say amen here. We hadn't been right before the Lord. But he says, I walk before you in truth and in a perfect heart. Hezekiah was not saying that I'm perfect. He said, but everything I tried to do the right thing. And sometime doing the right thing, I ended up wrong. But God, you know my heart. And you know that I tried to do all that you wanted me to do. And if we can say that to the Lord, that's all God wants. God does not want you to do everything perfect, because he knows he put you in this flesh, and this flesh is going to be, sometime we're going to be at fault with a whole lot of things. But the thing I love about God is that when I pray, he looks beyond my faults and he sees my every need. And God said, Paul tells us in Philippians, that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. So I'm going to the source. I'm not going to the bank. I'm not going to the pharmacy. I'm going to the Lord Jesus, because he has all that I need. Hallelujah. Hezekiah said, I walk right. I try to do the right thing. He said that I did everything right in your sight. And then he began to weep sore. But we got to look at this. Somebody had said once that Hezekiah, when he said that he was kind of self-righteous. He was talking about himself. No, he wasn't self-righteous. Hezekiah was reminding God that I tried. I did what I tried. I tried to do what you wanted me to do. And Lord, and you said, and Hezekiah knew the scriptures, because in Proverbs and even in the Psalms, he said, if you do right, you have long life. He knew that, and he said, God, I'm just reminding you of what you said. You said, if I try to live right, if I obey my parents, come on and say amen. If I do the right thing, God, you said that you would reward me with longevity. Come on and say hallelujah here. And it's still true to us today. We believe that if we choose the right person to serve, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we try to do the right thing, that God would reward us with eternal life. Come on and say amen. When we look at not only Hezekiah's prayer when he was in the place of prayer and the practice of prayer, but look at the posture of prayer. Hezekiah said, I don't have to be on my knees at the temple, but I can lay right here in the bed and I can call on the Lord. And the Bible said that he wept sorely. The word sore means greatly. In other words, he was weeping so and crying so that his prayers didn't come out in a pretty fashion. You know how we try to be pretty when we pray? You know, we try to pronounce and pronunciate all of our words, and we try to make sure we hit every T and dot every I and stuff like that. And we forget that sometimes you just got to be ugly with the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what it is that I done, but Lord, help me to get out of this your mess. Sometimes I don't have time to think about how to say it, because the Bible said the Lord sees my tears. He can wipe them away. And so I just need the Lord to know that even my tears are praying for me. Oh, hallelujah. My tears are saying something. I'm saying that I'm sorry for whatever it is, but I need you right now, Lord. I remember a time when we used to pray and we used to sing a song in the church that said, not my brother, not my sister, not my mother, my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. What happened to that church? What happened to the church that said, I'm the one that needs prayer? Now we're looking at other folks that, yeah, they need to go up there for prayer. What happened to the church that said, you know what, if they're going, I know I need prayer, because I know I'm not doing half as good as they are. Come on and say, amen here. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, God. I need you to help me. I need you to change me. I need you to heal me. I need you to deliver me. I need you to comfort me, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we look at his prayer. He wept sorely, the Bible says. Hezekiah wept sore. He wept greatly. He didn't just have a few tears in his eye. No, he didn't just have a few streams of water flowing down his face. But Hezekiah wept till tears was gushing out of his eyes, until he had so much emotion that it affected the way that he spoke to God. I wish I had somebody. You know how when a child is crying and you're trying to talk to him and they can't get it right. Come on and say, man, don't you know that that's what Hezekiah was doing? He said, I'm not here to be pretty. I'm not here trying to make some kind of formality, but I'm here to formally come to God and say, God, if it had not been for you, and if you don't do it today, it won't get done. I know Isaiah's in the building. I know Isaiah's in the courtyard, but God, I'm not relying on the prophet. I'm coming to you, because only you, God, can heal me. Only you can deliver me. Anybody know that only God can do it? I don't care what your condition is this morning. Your condition is not your conclusion. Hezekiah knew that I'm in a bad condition right now, but if I call on the Lord, maybe God will do something about what I'm going through. Anybody feel like that? I can't call on people to come help me out, but if I just call on God, maybe God will do something about this mess. Maybe God will change my situation, my condition. It's not my conclusion. Let's go on further. I'm almost done now. Verse 4 said, it came to pass. Afore means before. Isaiah was gone out into the middle court. The word of the Lord came to him saying. Now, some people suggest that God changed his mind about Hezekiah. But do you know that God is all-knowing? God knew that if I can just get Hezekiah to pray, Lord have mercy here. You read the first verse said that he was sick unto death. Everybody expected him to die, including himself. Lord help me, Holy Ghost. They had no hope, but God said, I need him to pray so that he can see that he can have confidence in me, and I'll do just what needs to be done. God already knows what he's going to do. He wants us to do something. A lot of times we're sitting back waiting on God. God said, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to pray. I'm waiting on you to worship. I'm waiting on you to act. Faith without works is dead. God does not move just because you have a need. Lord, y'all thought God did something because I need you? No, he moves when you have faith. Faith is what moves God, not need. If that's the case, everybody in the world that's hungry would be fed right now. Lord, help me today. So God is saying, I move when there's faith activated. He said, I need to get some negativity out of this house. I need somebody in Hezekiah's house to have faith. And who else better to deal with than Hezekiah himself? When everybody else thought he was gone, God struck some faith in Hezekiah. Oh, look, he said, before Isaiah got out of the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him and said, go, turn back, verse 5, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I've heard thy prayer, and I've seen your tears. And behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. Look at the promise of God. Verse 4 and 6 talks about the promise of God. We see the pain and the prayer, but look at the promise. He promised him, he says that I've heard you and I've seen your tears. Now, we know God hear our prayer, but then God said, I've seen your tears. In other words, God is saying your tears said something. Your tears was a letter to me. Come on, written in tears. I wish I had somebody. He said, I've seen your tears. And he said, and I want to make sure that you understand that I'm turning this thing around. Do you know that all it takes is the right prayer? All it takes is some faith in God, and God can turn this situation around. So your conclusion is not your condition is not your conclusion. I wish I had a few people that understood that God sent Isaiah back to Hezekiah with the promise. Do I have a witness? The same one that gave the bad news is the same one coming with the good news. Oh, come on. Isn't that the same with Jesus? He came and gave him bad news. If you're a sinner, you're going to die and go to hell. But the good news is that I've died that you might have life and that more. Do I have anybody in here that understand that the same way God tell you what's the bad end of it, he'll turn around and give you the good end of it. He said, Isaiah, go back and tell him, I've heard your prayer. He said, I am the God of David, thy father. In other words, I'm the same one that delivered David out of the bear, out of the giant's hand. I wish I had somebody. I've delivered David out of Saul's hand. And the same God that is able to give David victory is going to give you victory over your circumstance. Preaching here. Oh yeah, we got to see what God is saying. God says, go back and tell Hezekiah that the same kind of victory that David had, you're going to have that same victory. So what did he promise him? God promised him first a recovery. And see, some of us, we got to see how God is going to make us recover. We got to see that God is ready to give us some recovery. He said that I'm going to heal you because I've heard your prayer. God going to heal somebody in here today. Oh yeah, because he's heard your prayer. And when God is bringing a recovery, he don't give you a partial recovery, honey. He gives you a full recovery. And sometimes we are looking for God just to make it a little bit better, and God said, I'm gonna make it all better. I'm giving you a full recovery. And you know one thing I love about God, he'll give us these analogies and give us an understanding through natural things. Sometimes when we go to the hospital and after you've come through the hardest part, which is the surgery, what do? They put you in recovery. And so I'm so glad today that some of us are in recovery. And you see, the thing about recovery is not everybody can come back to the recovery room. Some people have to stand in the waiting room. And so there are some people waiting on you that can't get to you. So don't be looking around at people who's in my room. God said in the recovery is where I want you to rest. God has put you in a place of rest. God is putting you in a place of recovery. And so you can't have everybody coming to look at you and see how you're doing, because they bring some stuff with them. And in recovery, it got to be clean. In recovery, it got to be a peaceful place for you to rest. I wish I had somebody. Can't nobody come in recovery but the doctor and the nurse. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that God, the Holy Spirit, is the only one that's going to help you while you're in the place of recovery. So Hezekiah, I want you to get some rest and recover from this sickness. Do I have anybody here that God has promised to that you're going to get a full recovery? I wish I had somebody. Oh, look at this. Not only did God tell Hezekiah that I'm going to give you a recovery. Yeah, come on, help me out now. Let's see what it's going to do now. He said that I'm promising you that you're going to get a full recovery, but he said you're going to go up in 3 days to the house of the Lord. He said, not only am I going to give you a recovery, but I'm going to make you have a return. I'm going to give you a return back to the house of God. What did that mean? Why in the world would God even mention return? Turn into the house of God, because it is important for God, important to God, that we come back to the house of God so that we can show everybody the testimony of the Lord, so that people may see that God is not to be mocked, so that people may see that God will cause us to come back and worship him. I wish I had somebody in the place that said, I understand. God promised me a recovery so that I can return to the house of the Lord. See, so many of us, when God blesses us and pulls us out of the horrible pit and set our feet on a rock, we say, you know, I ain't going to church because the church folks wasn't there. But you were in recovery. Do I have anybody? God had you in recovery, but God said, now it's time to return to let them know, because you wasn't there. You didn't really come pray for me, but thanks be to God, I could pray for myself. And I'm here to let you know, as long as I got King Jesus, oh, come on and say hallelujah, I believe it'll be all right. And so he made him return. He said, on the third day, you'll go back up to the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm so happy about the third day, because it was the third day when Jesus rose from the dead. Do I have anybody? You see, if the devil can't do it in 2 days, you better get up on the third day and say, devil, you couldn't do it on Monday, you couldn't do it on Tuesday, but here I am Wednesday morning. I'm gonna praise God. I wish I had somebody. say yes if. But when I look at what he did, not only did he give him a recovery, not only did he return, but he revised the prophecy. Do I have anybody? You see, the prophecy was, you're going to die today. Get your house in order. But then when he went back, he said, Hezekiah, you got 15 more years. Even though I told you this earlier, just a few minutes ago, now I'm giving you another prophecy, but I'm revising it. I'm whiting something out. I'm scratching something out. I wish I had somebody. I'm backspacing so I can get that part out and put in 15 more years. Do I have anybody? Come on and say yes here. Oh, come on and give God glory. When Hezekiah heard the word, God said 15 more years. I'm not worried now because God promised me 15 years. But you know, Hezekiah pain, he still had pain. He still had political problems because the boy was still there. The ulcer was still there. But he also had an enemy that was still there. And God said, I'm giving you a promise that you're going to live past your enemies. Do I have anybody that say, I've been having some enemies, but I'm going to live past my enemy. My enemy won't see me destroyed. Do I have anybody? You see, you got to understand, Hezekiah, not only was he sick in his body, but he had a man that was telling him, I'm going to kill you soon as I get through this gate. See, Hezekiah didn't have to worry now. God said, you're going to live past that. All of the threats that the devil put in your life, God said, you're going to make it. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God said, you're going to make it. Come on and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only that, but he said, I'm going to give you a promise. The promise is a recovery. The promise is a return. The promise is a revised prophecy. But not only that, the promise is a rescue from the enemy of Assyria. Do I have anybody here that say, I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue? There's so many things that the enemy's brought around me. I need Jesus to rescue me. Do I have anybody? I need him to rescue me from lying lips. I need him to rescue me from bad intentions. I need him to rescue me from a deceptive devil. Do I have anybody that say, I need a rescue? God say, I'm going to rescue you. And the reason I'm a rescue is because of my name. Hezekiah, I know you've been good, but I'm going to do it because of my name. Hezekiah, I know you got a good heart, but I'm going to do it because I got a reputation. Do you know God has a reputation? And he said, I'm going to do it, not because you've been so good, but because you wear the name. He said, he'll make it me. Oh, come on and say amen. He lead me beside the still waters for his name's sake. Do I have anybody that said, because of his name, I'm coming out of this? Because of his name, my condition is not my conclusion, because of his name. Do I have anybody to say yes? Say yeah. I'm being rescued by the one and only God who's going to deliver me. He's going to pick me up, turn my life around. Say yes. Say yeah. But let me tell you one last thing, then I'm going to get out of your way. Some of y'all look like y'all ready for me to move. But let me tell you, your condition is not your conclusion. When I look at verse number 6, it said he delivered him. Oh, come on and say amen. For David's sake and for his name's sake. David was a good king. And so God delivered us because of King Jesus. But verse 7 says, and he told him to take a lump of figs and put it on the boil. And he recovered. See, not only will God help you through your pain if you learn how to pray, not only will God give you a promise, but God will give you a prescription. Do I have anybody? prescription. He said, take the figs, put it on the board. I wish I had somebody. See, the problem with many of us, we have a prescription, but we don't follow the instruction. Preach, somebody. We try to take a pill every other day when they say take it every day. We try to take a pill once a week. It ain't helping you none. You're just wasting time and wasting money giving it away to the pharmacy. God gave us a prescription. If we follow directions, we'll get better. If we follow directions, you'll see healing. I wish I had somebody that say, I'm going to follow the prescription. Shun, come on. What are you talking about? The key word in the root word is script. God gave us a script. What about the script? He gave us some gospels that we need to take one a day so you can be healthy spiritually. We need to take one a day so that we can walk right. We need to take one a day so that we can see right. Do I have anybody that say my condition, I may not see, but I heard them say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Say yeah, say yes. Your condition is not your conclusion. I heard what the doctor said. I know what you said. I heard what the street committee say. I heard they say, and I heard, oh, come on and say amen. But I want you to know that your condition is not your conclusion. It won't be this way all your days. You need to shout and give God praise, because Hezekiah, he knew how to praise God. He said, after this, I'm going to church. Let all the church folks know I was sick, thought I wasn't going to get well, but he healed my body. Say, yeah, I got a story. I got a story to tell. Come on and glorify. Won't God heal you? Won't God bless you? Won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he? Say, yeah, say yes. Anybody know? Your condition is not your conclusion. Anybody know it? Do you know it? Well, say yes. Say yeah. I know he's all right. I know the Lord will open up doors. I know the Lord will bring me out. I know the Lord loves me. So therefore, my condition, it may not look good, but hang on a while. Wait for me to pray. Things are going to turn. Things are going to change. Say yeah. Say yes. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? I say, if you know he's all right, tell your neighbor. If you know he's all right, why you looking like you're looking? Tell your neighbor. If you know he's all right, why don't you praise him? Come on, talk to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Don't look at me, look at them. And say, neighbor, what's wrong with you? You don't love God? Come on, love him. Come on, worship him. Come on, praise him. Do I have anybody? Come on, I'm going to give it to you now. We're going to close it out. If you would, if you're not too mean, say, neighbor, all I got to say is I may not know three things. I may not know two things, but one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Is he all right? I say, is he all right? Did he come here and die? But did he rise up on the third day with all power? Say yes. Hallelujah. Don't just lay there, pray. Don't just go out, pray. God revised the prophecy because he prayed. Hezekiah was letting us know that God has the last say so.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411.